Blog Talk Radio.
Ever been in love, truly in love, and have experienced what love has to offer you, then you felt strong while you were in it. You felt energized while you were in it. You felt what Stephanie Mills was talking about, like when she said, never knew, never knew, never, never knew love like this. You know, and she also said the power of love, right? So, the reality of the situation is that when you get into a situation where you don't really have realistic expectations because the theory of love, the feeling of love has been misinterpreted or has been given to you. It has been taught to you in an irresponsible way. Then, of course, you're going to have problems trying to figure out the reality of his existence. And that's whether it exists inside of you or whether you are witnessing it outside of you or in the world. We are in the world. We are of the world. And everybody needs love. It's definitely a good thing. But you'll hear so many people nowadays talking about how they've given up on love and how it ain't really worth it. And love ain't for me, and I think I should just be by myself. Being by yourself, being lonely is hard. It is. Being lonely is extremely hard. It's tough. It's terrible. It's something that nobody would invite anybody to feel, the feeling of loneliness. But being in love can be just as hard. It can be harder. Like I said, when you're in love and you're in love alone, lonely in love. Woo, woo. Because the same properties that loneliness gives you, you can feel the same way in reverse with love, and the severity of the symptoms of pain that you may feel may be just as severe. But once again, it's not all about the pain. It's not all about the hurt. It's not all about being unsure and uncertain and uncomfortable. When it's good, when you have fought through all of the static and all of the uncertainty and all of the craziness and all of the unbalanced scales of it, and you realize, like, yo, this wasn't easy to do. You know, you see married couples who have been married for double-digit years. If you think that they just cruised to that point because they were just so in love with each other, I suggest you think differently, especially if they have more than 10 years in. If you're talking about 15 years, 20 years, after 20 years, it gets mad shaky. Because there are a lot of marriages that break down. There are a lot of divorces that take place after 20 years. And to illustrate how it can happen is, like, let's say, you know how people talk about staying together for the kids. Some of you have experienced your mom and your dad being together all through the time that you were in high school. And then you go away to college and then your parents break up. Were you the common denominator? Were you the glue that was holding the fabric of the love or the strength of your parents' marriage together? Maybe not you personally, but there is a good chance that they tried to make it happen for you. To set that example for your future relationships, and to also make sure that you were financially and you were financially well adjusted and also emotionally well adjusted. Even if they didn't display that correctly, pull that off. That's what I'm trying to say. It's so simple. Even if they didn't pull that off so well, they still gave it. They gave it a hell of a try. 20 years. So by the time you were a sophomore, maybe a junior in college, you know, your parents breaking up, you mess around and flunk out of school because of that. Nah. But yeah. So people who make it to 30 years. You can best believe they've been through everything together. Think about most of the friends that you have had in your life. We have some friends that we've known since childhood. You may be middle-aged. Maybe you're younger than that. I'm middle-aged for sure. And honestly, at 52 years old, I think I'm a little above middle age. I mean, I don't know a whole lot of people that live to be 100. Personally, I don't know any. Not personally. Seen them on TV, read about them in books and things like that, but personally, I don't know anybody who reached 100 years. I've never stood face to face with a 100-year-old person. Not me. To my knowledge, no one in my family on either side have lived to be 100 years old. That doesn't mean anything, but I'm just trying to point out to you what I mean by middle age. For me, and my purposes, middle age is 40 years old. So if you're 40 years old or more, then you're talking about being middle aged. So if you think about the friends that you have had since you were a child, then you're probably talking about 30 years, maybe a little bit more. If y'all played in the sandbox together, you might be talking about 35 years, which is definitely the majority of your life. So for you to be able to be in love and be in a committed situation with somebody for that amount of time, that's a lifetime. That's definitely a lifetime. It's not a small feat. So think about how well you know your friends that you have been friends with since you were in single digit years. Do you know them as well as you think you know them? Because they've grown, they've learned different things, experienced different things, been places you haven't been. Y'all probably didn't spend most of y'all time together like a committed relationship couple probably has. So, you know, so to make it to the marriage part, and then to take the marriage into double-digit years, multiple double-digit years, it's, like I said, it's no small feat. No small feat at all. You literally have grown up with the person that you're married to. You have literally grown up with the person that you're married to. That ain't no small thing, man. That's real. That's about as real as you can get. So it's something that you really have to take into consideration. Definitely something that you have to take into consideration. And it's something that we should not only respect, but we should also respect the strength that they have had with each other to be able to endure whatever trials and tribulations that union has given to them. They should be proud of themselves. We should be proud of them also. Marriage is the strongest institution in the world. It's the most recognized institution in the world, bar none. You may have a company that is worth billions and billions of dollars. There's still going to be somebody who never heard of that company. But a marriage, you will never go to any corner of the earth where they don't understand marriage, where no one has seen marriage, where nobody has experienced what marriage is, where marriage will be foreign. There's not a corner in the world that you will go to where you will not understand that, or where that would not be understood. So it says a lot. So growing up with a person, learning yourself, and then learning another person, and being able to still come together, get together, and stay together. It ain't always what you can get. It's what you can keep. You know, our elders tried to instill that in us every chance they got. Sometimes we listened, sometimes we didn't. Sometimes we listened, sometimes we didn't, which is normal because, you know, our wants can be stronger than our needs sometimes. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you probably haven't lived at all. But we're talking about love ain't for the weak. It takes strength to grow with somebody. It takes strength and resolve to keep it popping with somebody, to forgive somebody along the way, to understand somebody along the way, to accept somebody along the way. And you know what? That's somebody who you may have to accept, grow with, and understand might be yourself. In our younger years, love does not deliver what we have expected it to do. It hasn't delivered what we expected it to deliver when we're young. When we're young and we're immature, we're all starry-eyed and everything like that, we expect love to do a little something that it never promised to do. And guess what? We never really understood that that it didn't promise us something and we didn't obligate it to do something. We don't understand that. When you think about your first boyfriend, you think about your first girlfriend, you think about your first true love situation, you think about the first time you had your nose open, think about the first time you cocked your legs open. Think about it. The first time you cocked your legs open, it might not have even been the first time you were in love. Hopefully it was, but if it was, it sure didn't make things easier on you. Most women report that the first time that they ever had sex, they had sex because they were in love with somebody, and that was their boyfriend and everything, and that was they all. But that experience was definitely not like it is in the movie. It wasn't all that heavy breathing and panting and all that kind of shit. You was hurt. Went home walking a certain type of way. You feel like your body had been invaded and all that kind of stuff. It ain't easy to be penetrated, but you did it because you loved the person. And you probably didn't even want to do it again because it wasn't all that enjoyable. All of the stuff leading up to it was probably enjoyable. All of the kissing and the grinding and all of the heavy petting and all that kind of stuff. That was great. But the actual penetration, You quickly found out how come boys like it so much and girls didn't. But you couldn't feel what the boy was feeling. You only felt what the girl, what yourself was feeling as a woman. As a man, we didn't understand that. We didn't understand why girls didn't really like it. We didn't understand why it hurt so bad. All we knew is that we were supposed to love each other, and that's the reason that we did it in the first place. And of course, we was going to have to try it over and over and over again. We didn't ride a bike successfully the first time we got on that thing. We had to practice. And it got better, and it got better, and it got better, and it got better. You know, it was one of those things. So love ain't for the weak.
So the same way that the first time you had sex didn't deliver exactly the type of feeling that you expected it to, love didn't do that either. And you did it for love. So right then and there, the first time you had sex with somebody that you loved because you loved them, you found out that love deserves to be under some suspicion. Love might not always tell you everything that you need to know. Love comes with a whole lot of fine print. Love sometimes be lying by omission. That's what love do. And that's why love ain't for the weak. You got to be strong, baby. You got to be strong in order to experience love correctly. You might have to get to know somebody, grow with somebody, accept somebody, and understand somebody. But those four things might be your damn self. And it can be just as difficult as trying to do that with somebody else. Love ain't for the weak, because sometimes you have to be sure that love is what you're feeling. Because sometimes you ain't exactly sure. Wait a minute, I thought I loved him or her. I could have sworn. You know, it can get really tough when you start getting new information. You got new information about a person. You got new information about that person, and that person is yourself. Once you start getting new information about you, it makes you reevaluate the way you feel about somebody else. It can be tough. So getting through all of that takes a certain amount of strength. Got to be brolic. I need a brolic love. I need it to be strong. That's interesting. I don't know if y'all noticed, but I can beat on the table now without making the screen jump. But what I can't do is stop my feet without making the screen jump. Ah. What's up, y'all? Yeah. All right, y'all, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Daily Go Get'emism Show. Matter of fact, it's the daily go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get'emism Show. All up in your area, I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. Tonight on this Throwback Thursday, let's get real about relationships Thursday. We are talking about love ain't for the weak. Love ain't for the weak. What you thought it was when it wasn't? You think it ain't when it is? You think it won't when it wins? We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting. Love ain't for the weak. How many of y'all, and how many times of y'all, if you care to share, have felt weak in love or have been forced to respect the strength of love? How many of y'all, and I'm not going to assume that it's each and every one of y'all. I could do that. The old me would have done that. I ain't going to do it no more. I've changed. See, I don't know about y'all, but I be changing, and I be accepting change. But anyway, many of us have felt very strong in love. Many of us have felt very, very,
You know what's a great feeling? Feeling validated in love. Because so many times in our lives, we resist the fact that we need to be validated by someone or something. So many times in our lives, we do that. So if you get an opportunity to be validated in love, you know that you felt strong. Like, validation is reinforcement. It's like, it's a confirmation. It's confirmation that what you have done has been worth it. It's been necessary. It's been the right thing to do. It has been on point. It's like cocaine is a hell of a drug. Very reinforcing. Makes you feel good. Because there's so many times when the misinterpretation of love does not make us feel good. You know, there can be times in your life you feeling like, damn, man, here I am all in love and shit, and I'm messed up. I messed up bad, man. You got it bad. And that's why, well, I think that's one of the reasons why we start experiencing it at a young age. Now, most things that you experience from a young age, you catch on to and you learn how to work and steer and navigate and control easily. You know, you get better and better at it. Let's say if you started cooking when you were like 7 years old, by the time you're 27 years old, boy, you be cooking. You be burning, probably burning and earning. But love is different. You can start to learn what love is at 7 years old, and by 27, you still in the dark because you may not have learned it right. It's like you've been taught that it's supposed to do one thing when the evidence of experience makes it, you know, shows you that it does a totally different thing. So you start off young. Many people confuse love with sex. You know, for example, a young girl may be very attracted to boys, but she's looking for that boy. She's looking for that boy. And her experiences may show her that, well, having sex is definitely one way to get boys to like me, but it's not necessarily the way that it will get them to really love me or stay with me. Even though, you know, the shot might be like, super, super, super duper. But what you're looking for is a deeper level of commitment, a deeper level of unity, a deeper level of connection. And that may not be available for you. So honestly, I understand, you know, young girls who are out there being promiscuous. They're looking for something and they don't know how to find it, but they know how to use the candy. They just don't know how to reel the fish in, you know? So by the time they figure out, like, oh, sex doesn't equal love. Some people are so disappointed by that, then they don't want to have sex no more. You got five babies in, and now you talking about some, I'm not having sex no more. Others, it may take them to another level of destructive living, you know, becoming prostitutes or, you know, like not only can sex make them like me, but it also make them finance me, you know, those types of things. It can happen. Human trafficking, all that old kind of crazy stuff. You know, looking for love. In your search for love, you will try out a lot of different flavors. You'll do a whole lot of different things. and they may not exactly be right. It may not be a good thing for you. But you're trying. And all the while, even though there may be many times that you feel weak, weak as a lamb, as they say. I don't know why they say weak as a lamb. Lambs ain't weak. A ram is a lamb. And I don't know if y'all have ever seen a video of two rams literally ramming each other, but that's like, that shit is crazy. Crazy. But, you know, we got to find something better to compare weakness to than lambs. Lambs ain't weak. You know what's weak? A malnourished kitten. Now that's weak. A malnourished kitten. Weak as a lamb. Love ain't for the weak. You know, you meet somebody. You like them, go out on dates, try to get to know them, check out their personal historical background, you know, through conversation. I'm not talking to all of y'all background checkers, you know what I'm saying, y'all internet FBI agents and all of that kind of stuff. I ain't talking about all that. I'm talking about when you actually try to get to know somebody by being around them, talking to them, connecting with them, and we're forging a bond between the two of y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Please, please make sure you do that. Make sure you do that. Make sure you do that. But yeah. So in the process, and this process may be called courting. During this courting process, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about another person. And that's when you have to start making the decisions about whether you want to be with this person or not. Now, sometimes you roll the dice. You know, because sometimes you don't all the way like a person. Sometimes you don't all the way like a person. You like certain things about them. Maybe you need to get to know them a little bit more. Once you get to the point where you have made the decision, like, okay, I can try this out. I think this will be okay. This might be a good fit. It may not be the best. I may not be the most optimistic person about this whole connection, but this seems worth a shot. We're going to give it the old college try, kids. Yes, we are. We're going to make it happen. Suit up. I'm sending you in, champ. Yeah. So, you know, we do that. And the journey begins. The journey of identifying your strengths and weaknesses, it begins there. You know, We talk a lot about being strong for letting go. If you think you're strong for being able to let go, try holding on. You know, because to hold on takes humility. And a lot of people avoid humility. You know, humbling themselves. When we talk about not being too proud to beg, Man, listen. Being too proud to beg. Well, love is the one thing that'll make you get on your knees or hug an ankle. Sometimes you might hug an ankle physically, but more times than not, you'll hug an ankle figuratively. Basically, make an appeal for what you want. Making an appeal for what you want. Making an appeal to stay together. Let's stay together. But yeah, so, you know, people talk about how strong you have to be to let go of something that you really wanted to hold on to. And it does take some strength. But in order to be together, you have to convince somebody else to be together with you. And you might have to convince somebody who doesn't want to be with you to be with you. And that takes strength. That takes a lot of resolve. That takes humility like shit. You know, when we pray to God, for those of you who pray, when you pray to God, you have to have faith that he hears you, cares about you and what you're praying about, and will answer them in some type of way, because he ain't going to answer directly. You got to wait. So it takes faith. So dealing with somebody that you're in love with, that takes faith also. But when you feel them pulling away, when you want to get closer together, your humility will be called directly to the carpet. Your humility is going to be called to the carpet. Your heart is saying, I don't care what your little pride and ego want. We want her. We want him. And we ain't going nowhere until we get him. You know what? As a matter of fact, we about to get on some stubborn shit. This is what your heart be telling you. Because if you don't listen to your heart, you be aching and hurting. But the heart doubles down on what it wants. The heart be like, all right, you don't want to give us what we want? Because your mind and your pride and your ego, you know, tells you that you ain't going to let somebody hurt you or use you. You know what I mean? Like, we give a shit about all of that. But tell you what, you ain't going to sleep for weeks till we get what we want. And guess what? You're going to lose your appetite, too. You ain't eating or sleeping till we get what we want. And you know what? You ain't working either, because we're going to take away your ability to concentrate. Because you're going to pick up that phone and be calling them from different numbers and all types of dumb shit. Checking their social media and doing drive-bys to their crib. That's what we're going to do. Since you don't want to give us what we want. We're going to do y'all like Republicans do. You know, we're going to get relentless on y'all. None of that punk ass Democratic shit. Yep. Let's see. What we got on our list? You ain't sleeping, you ain't eating, you ain't working, you ain't concentrating. What else you ain't doing? What else can we disrupt until we bully you back into calling this person or getting back with them? Because that's what we want. By the way, tell your pride and ego we said hi. Not only tell them that we said hi, tell them we said ha, 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 ha. Carol Chamberlain says, I wouldn't go that far, Omar. Exactly, but that's your pride and ego talking. Ask your heart how far it would go. I bet you it would tell a secret story if you didn't put a muzzle on it. You probably ain't going to let your heart talk. Like, no. Shut up, heart. Shut up, heart. No. We'll talk after the show. We ain't, not right now. Mm-mm. We ain't ask you what you thought. Because you be you. And that's the crazy part. We talking about love ain't for the weak. Your heart is weak and strong as hell. It's strong in that it will hold out until it gets what it wants, but it's weak in that it's ready to submit. But at least your heart is sure about what it wants. Your heart is sure about what it wants. Your pride and ego, your mind, it don't even know exactly what it want. All I know is I don't want to be looking stupid. I don't want to be playing myself. I asked you what you wanted. I'm saying I don't want to be looking dumb. And I ain't asked you what you didn't want. I asked you what you wanted. You know what? As a matter of fact, fuck you. Let me ask the heart, what you want? I want her. I want him. Well, what you want him? I don't care what they. I don't care what they do. Just be good to me. Ooh, people always talk about you're a user. I don't care what you do to them. Just be good to me. Lisa Hart knew what he wanted. All right. All right, Hart. I got you. I got you. We're going to take all your claims into consideration. Now, pride, ego, mind, what did you want again? I'm saying, man, I ain't trying to be out here looking all crazy. What? All right. Okay. I want somebody who want to be with me the way I want to be with them. Well, what does that mean? I'm saying, some people supposed to love you the way you love them. Okay. All right, I see what you're saying. Show me an example. Michelle and Barack Obama. Oh, okay. You know them? No. You been around them? No. Have you talked to them? No. Have you met? No. Well, how you know they feel exactly the same way about each other? Because they together. I be seeing them. You know, I be so proud of them because they the first couple. You know, they the first black couple, you know, in the White House. And, you know, you could tell that Barack really loved her. He be singing to her. And Michelle, you know, she a little bit jealous. And you could tell, like, she don't take no mess. And, you know, they just really together. And that's a symbol of black love. I wouldn't be like them. Pride, ego, and mind. Let me go back to the heart. Heart, what'd you say you wanted again? Because we gotta submit this list. What'd you say you want? I said I wanted him. I said I wanted her. I mean, what I gotta write? Okay, I gotta write it down. Fine. Okay. Next time I'll write it in cursive. People always talk about reputation. I don't care about them other Johns. Just be good to me. Oh. Carol said, no muzzle. I know my worth, and that doesn't sound like it's worth it. That's your heart. That's your strength. What about other people's heart? What about other people's strengths? You see, and that's the thing about it. I'm not even trying to be smart. Your journey is your journey. Your battle is your battle. When we talk about love ain't for the weak, strength comes in a lot of different forms. You know, sometimes we equate, and I'm not saying that you do this, Carol. Sometimes we equate or we try to correlate physical strength to emotional strength, and it doesn't go the same. It doesn't work the same way. Strength of emotions is way different from strength of muscle. We've all been to the gym before and worked out all heavy and lifted heavy weights and did all this cardio and came home all tired and you know, had to build our bodies up to be able to endure all of that kind of stuff, went through the pain. You know, did enough squats to where you couldn't sit on the toilet without hurting, all that kind of stuff. We've all done that. We know what that's about. That doesn't work the way your emotional strength works. Your emotional strength can be stretched stretch beyond what Plastic Man or who was the guy on Fantastic Four, whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't be messing around with superheroes like that. But anyway, but your emotions are also very resilient. So it'll be stretched. Your emotional strength will be stretched, but it'll come back together. But it won't form the same, it won't look the same way when it comes back together. It'll come back stronger a lot of times. Sometimes it'll come back more confused. That won't, your confusion or discombobulation will not compromise its actual strength. It has different looks of strength. It's not that I'm totally not with you when you say what you're saying, Carol. It's not that at all. But for other people, submission might be their only option. For them, it might be their only option. They might don't got no other choices like you got. They might don't got the kind of mind you got. No. So it can work on you. It absolutely can. And remember, all of this is supposed to be worth it in the long run, and I think it is. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get Amazing Show. I'm your host, Sun 752, and we are talking about Love Ain't for the Weak. Sex ain't better than love. I've been out here in these streets and I've learned. Sex ain't better than love. Sex ain't better than love. Shout out to Trey Songz. Three songs. Shout out to Three Songz. Yeah. But you know, you start talking about your heart versus your mind, your ego, your pride, and all that shit. When Sade said love is stronger than pride, she wasn't bullshitting. She wasn't bullshitting. Shit, love will have you doing all kinds of shit that pride would be like, no, I said no. Your heart be like, how can you be in the same body and be so conflicted? You're in the same body. You know what I'm talking about. Your pride and your ego is saying, no, we ain't doing that. I said, no, we ain't. Meanwhile, your heart is saying, I'm going to do whatever I got to do. I ain't got time for that shit you talking about. Just like your pride and ego be like, it's too expensive. It's going to be too taxing on our heart. Be like, I'm the heart. Don't tell me what I can do. Tell me what I can do. Shoot. I'm the heart. I was here way before you, pride and ego. You just learned. You learned from other people what to do and what not to do, how to think and how not to think. Not me. I'm natural. See me? I'm heart. I'm GMO. I'm organic. You know what I'm saying? I am pure. You got all these additives in you. You got all these preservatives in you. You know what I mean? You've been processed. Look at the process you went. You had to go to school. You had to join clubs. You susceptible to peer pressure and all that kind of shit. I ain't susceptible to no peer pressure. Peer pressure? While you was out joining the chess club, the science club, dunking basketballs and running and catching touchdowns. I was at my girlfriend's house. I was watching TV, laying up, holding hands, feeling on titties, trying to remove bras, grinding, giving out passing marks. That's what I was doing. I was trying to get parents to like me so I could come over more often. That's what I was doing. I was... Meanwhile, you was out there looking for crowd approval. Way to go, champ. Like I said, you processed. Pride, ego in your mind state, that's all processed food. Me? GM up. I'm pure. Pure! Yo, yes, sir! Yes, sir! Real trap, y'all. Real trap. Listen, I need y'all to get them likes up. The likes should be equal to the people that are listening. Even the people listening in the background. It should actually be more likes than people. Help me out. It don't cost nothing. Just hit the little like button. He's talking some all right stuff. I'll give him a like. Are likes as strong as love? Good looking out, y'all. Are likes as strong as love? Like can actually be strong as love, stronger than love. Because you like somebody, you'll actually want to be around them. You can love somebody and not like them because they change. They did different things. They doing different things. They changing. They evolving. They acting different. And that's why I say love ain't for the weak. Because when somebody starts to change, when they start to evolve, when they start to learn more, and they start to do different things, and they start not to be the same person that you have grown to love. You gotta have strength, love strength in order to hang in there. Maybe change with them, evolve with them, move on with them. Because they might be getting away and you trying to keep them in the box. You know what I mean? Don't forget about me. Don't leave without me. I need you and you need me. I need you and you need me. I need you and you need. What we gonna do? I'm gonna shout out all of y'all in this chat, and then I'm gonna do the birthday shout outs, and then we gonna get on our body here, and then we gonna concentrate on Friday, the next day. That's what a guan. Shout out to T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorito, always a great time. It's always good to see you. And my brother, Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, girls can't leave him alone. And T. Terry Hawkins holding down for the D, 365, 24-7, 365, 12 months a year, 52 weeks. What's going on, man? It's always good to see you. And Stacey White, thanks for coming through tonight. I know when I see you, everything will be all right. And Mia Cunningham, gotcha. Yo, what's up, Ma? It's good to see you come by. And we got anybody else? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Thanks for y'all comments. Sorry I didn't get a chance to read none of them, whatever. But you know, I could see, and I know it was some good shit out there popping. So let's do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious November 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Her Gigi. Happy birthday, to you, her Gigi. And also Doreen M. Baker turning 61 years old today. And Lydia Chavot turning 64 years old today. And Jennifer Durant, happy birthday to you. And Vette Brooks turning 57 years old today. And Joyce Campbell turning 52 years old today. And she's raising money for CASA. I'm not exactly sure what CASA is, but CASA. Okay, and also Maria Agrippina, turning 27 years old today. And Joyce Glasgow, happy birthday to you. And Monique Richardson, happy birthday to you. And my girl, going all the way back to the 1984, Tawana Sloan, turning 50 years old today. The Big 5-0. And Salome Itu X Cash, happy birthday to you. And Kim B, happy birthday to you. And my cuz, my baby cuz, Brittany Max Beeman, happy birthday to you. And Karen Denise, who I've known since the early 70s, you know what I'm saying? Live right around the corner from me. Turning 54 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, who's actually my sister-in-law, Jackie Megiddo. Let me see. Let me do her maiden last name. Jackie, always miss Muchanyuka. Oh, it's not that hard. Muchanyuka. Jackie Muchanyuka Megiddo. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious November 10th. I hope that today finds you good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen. Love ain't for the weak. So if you have loved once, loved twice, fell down on the love back again, got back up and had to tell your friends that you fell down on the love and it hurt. You fell down on love and it hurt. I said that you fell down on love and it hurt, but you got back up and made sure you do your thing. You ain't a squirt. You are the one who is in love, and you gonna make sure that you fly above the people that's trying to hold you down. You are in the skies, and you're going to get higher. Yo, can nobody really deny your desire? Everything is on fire. You gonna go far, but you gotta wait some time to be patient. But as long as you're waiting, you gonna get what you want, because you came, and everything will never be the same. Word, you ain't a lame. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Man, love ain't for the weak. Love is for the strong. So if you love once, love before, planning on loving again, and haven't given up just because things haven't always gone your way, then you understand the true nature of what your journey is about. Don't give up on that shit. If you love somebody and you know they love you too, man, y'all can get that thing popping again. Y'all might have little lulls, breaks of times when y'all just not on the same page. Well, that's part of the process. It's part of the process. But the process is what makes the finished result. So concentrate on that. My late great father always said, love will always survive as long as both people don't fall out of love at the same time. I'm good with that. I'll say it again. Love will always survive as long as both people don't fall out of love at the same time. Somebody got to be in there. Somebody got to be in there like, hold on. And that's why love ain't for the weak, because you might have to be strong enough to endure or pull the other person back in when it seems like they're slipping away. Getting yourself out of quicksand ain't easy. It ain't easy, baby. See y'all tomorrow night. I see y'all tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for another Daily Go Get a Business show. I hope y'all like I hope y'all enjoy listening to this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it to y'all. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. I say peace.